This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to wake on up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
And this game is over. Final score, the Warriors 134, Memphis 125. An historic night for Steph Curry. 52 points, 16 of 31 shooting, 12 of 20 beyond the arc, 8 of 8 from the line, 10 rebounds, 8 assists. And the Warriors not only get that, they move ahead of Memphis in the standings. As Golden State now 44-31, Memphis 44-32. The Warriors move up to the number 5 spot in the West.
2 weeks ago today, on April Fool's Day, and maybe that playoff spot as the fifth seed, as Tim Roy was on the call there, that playoff spot was April Fool's for the Warriors because they're a playing team tonight, but they'll be playing that same team that they beat 2 weeks ago. Memphis Grizzlies, Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., Desmond Bain are coming to town. And again, the urgency is here, guys. I'm not feeling the urgency this morning. I'm going to be honest. I'm not feeling it. It's a huge game. You win this, you're playing the Houston Rockets, who I thought you wanted all along. You want to play the Rockets. To miss me with the Oklahoma City Thunder losing tonight, there are people calling, I don't know what the hell you're smoking yesterday. But you want the Rockets. Win tonight, you get them.
Joe,
okay?
But if you lose tonight, the entire...
Then you got another opportunity.
Stop. Just hear me out. You lose tonight, the entire Jimmy Butler acquisition for this season was a gigantic failure.
But no, because you could still win on Friday.
You're not winning on Friday.
Oh, my God. We're not. I don't want you to care about Friday. I care about tonight. That's what I care about. I care about Grizzlies, Warriors. Take care of business tonight. You got Suge Knight and Death Row Records on the other side in Houston on Sunday. You have a lot of rest. You can play a lot of dominoes, Jimmy. Have your coffee, drink, relax, have fun. Does the fan base feel urgency with this game tonight? I'm feeling a lot of lackadaisicalness. I'm going to be honest. If I'm just taking the pulse from everyone.
I think a lot of people are very nervous about this one because we don't know what team's going to show up. That's why. Because this team could beat anyone.
Do you honestly fear the Memphis Grizzlies?
No, I just don't know what to expect.
So then why are we scared?
Because this team has played up. This team has played up and down to their opponents. They were a different team 5, 6, 7 games ago, and it feels like they've kind of hit a wall here, whether it's tired, you know, form. There could be a variety of things. Chemistry, like, it hasn't looked as easy since that, like, Denver game. That Denver Friday night game, the Laker-Denver game, everything since then has been way more difficult.
Why?
I don't know. I think that they're older.
I'm not using that as an excuse. Do you think they let
I think that that's true.
No, I think they started smelling their own you-know-what. They beat the Grizzlies, they beat the Lakers, and they beat the Nuggets. They went 3-1, and then you had the Rockets, and you went 3-1 in that gauntlet, and everyone was like, okay, yeah, you lost to the Rockets, but eh. But it turns out that Rocket loss was actually like more of an indictment of how this team has actually been playing overall, I feel like, at home.
I think you beat the one against the Suns. From that game on, they've been very tired.
I just hate that.
They spent a lot of... They were such
Jimmy Butler
a hole.
Didn't play for like half the season, it felt
I understand.
Why is
that.
He tired?
Because he's 35.
Oh, my God. Well, then why are we talking about championship with this team? Why were we talking about deep run? You were just talking about recalibrating.
I did, because this team, I thought, could get into the play-in, get out of the play-in, excuse me, and have a full week of rest. And then, okay, then they can get on schedule. Joe, they've played, this is their ninth game in 15 days.
So you're underselling how important that week off would have been for this team.
Like,
when you have a team that's we have a team that's this old. Like, you need that week off. You need this team to get as fresh as you possibly can going into the playoffs. Because yes, you do have rest in the playoffs, but when you have a team that's this old, played this many minutes on their legs, like, this stuff does add up. And as Tschaskowski was saying, like, what, 8 games in the last 15 days or something? You said
tonight
like
will be 9.
Yeah, so
9
like,
games in 15.
That's
days.
That's an insane amount. Of
it
wear
is.
And tear on a team that right
it
now
is
not playing its best basketball.
I'm not falling for that excuse. I'm just not.
I don't think it's an excuse.
No,
I
excuse
think it's an explanation.
Reason.
No, it's not. It's an absolutely an excuse as far as I'm
it's
concerned.
It's just the truth.
Then why did Denver systematically, even though they knew that they were dropping in the standings, systematically, all right, we're going to rest Jokic after this game. We're going to rest this guy after this game. Why did Memphis rest their guys on Sunday? Because so they could calculate and get ready for this particular game. The Warriors have not had that luxury. Every single night over the last 2 weeks, this team is like, all right, we got to get up for this one. Because of the hole that they created at the beginning and the middle of the season to dig out, and that's why the Clippers played Kawhi Leonard the most minutes he's played in 7 years.
Six, yes.
Okay? Like, yeah. There's a reason why they did that. Because they know they need those extra couple of days. And I think that this Warrior team, I'm not saying they're not really good. They can beat anyone. They can also lose to anyone.
That's not a good team, then. If you can lose to anyone, that does you're not a good team. That means you're a
mid-team. The Kansas City Chiefs lost to the Raiders and went on to win the Super Bowl.
Well, that's a regular one regular season game, I'm saying. One regular season game.
But these one-off scenarios are different than a seven-game series. Seven-game series, there's adjustments. You can lose a game. A quarter can screw you here, and you just pack it in, and then you get a full couple of days to kind of adjust. In these scenarios, these are one-offs. You know, these are one-off games. And so 9 in 15 days, yeah, it's alarming. It's an alarming amount of basketball for this team, for the older guys.
Is this team exhausted, Dub Nation? Are you using that as an excuse heading into tonight?
888-957-9570. I'm not trying to say it's an excuse. What I'm saying is that it is real. And like, if you don't think Steph running around with his right thumb taped up and Draymond Green
from the, he was shooting fine though.
That doesn't mean he's 100%.
No, but it means he's scoring the ball well. Still, he was still scoring efficiently.
He's an all-time player.
Exactly.
You know?
Everyone's dealing with wear and tear. There's people dealing with
of
hamstrings. They're dealing with hand injuries. Forearm. Jimmy's dealing with a forearm strain. Now he has a
bruised
thigh.
Which makes it more imperative to win tonight to get the full 4.5
then
days.
Then why am I not feeling the urgency from the fans?
Well, no, we
today.
Are. We're just very like, oh my God, what team's going to show up?
And I want to hear from them tonight. I want to tell the doom and gloom. You're the Golden State Warriors. We're talking about championship aspirations this year. Take care of business at home tonight, and then you'll take your chances in round one against the Rockets and go from there. Shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. And again, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. We got Slater coming up, 20 minutes. Anthony Slater, our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider, to preview this matchup. And will Jonathan Kuminga be another DNP tonight? We could ask him about that whole situation. Is Guy Santos going to play tonight? Who needs to step up tonight? I already said, the guy that needs to step up the most for me tonight is Moses Moody.
Wait. So a guy who's not making $60 million a year, a guy who signed a very small extension, who barely played in the fourth quarter in overtime, you think he's the guy that has to step up?
Yes.
Not Jimmy, not Steph, not Dre.
Is he a starter?
Not Pods.
Is he a starter?
Yeah, but he doesn't play, you know.
Did he get paid? Did he get a contract?
Yeah, but it was
a
very small one.
That's fine. He's playing 30.
Relative to
he's
other
playing
players.
30 minutes, Joe. He needs to attempt more than four baskets. Like, that's not enough for me. 4 points in a, which what you thought was a playoff game, and we all thought it was a playoff
game.
Oh, no
doubt. They played
the Clippers.
Like it was.
So I'm going off the last game I saw, Draymond Green, say what you will about him in the closing moments and situations, he scored. He had 14 points. Jimmy Butler had 30. Stephen Curry had 36. Brandon Podziemski had 19. Moses, you're starting. You're getting 30 minutes. You need to score more than four. If you scored double digits in that game, guess what? You win. If he scores 10 points in that game, you win. It would have been 125-124.
Yeah, so, yeah, I could do that. I don't for think a
it's
asking.
No, but it's not asking a lot, Joe, to score 10 points, I don't think.
Yeah,
it's
but,
not.
But if Draymond hits a layup, if, you know what I mean, this guy does this, if Pods hits a free throw.
I'm not asking a lot of Moses. Get me 10 points tonight, Moses, and just do what you're doing defensively. I'll take
Look,
my chances.
I would love for Moses Moody to have a monster game, but I
I'm not asking monster. I'm asking him to step up and not
well,
score
a monster game for him would be like 15 points.
Okay.
Right?
10,
you know?
I'm asking. 10.
Okay.
All right, and off the bench.
Then it's a more reasonable ask than I was
yes.
giving credit.
Yes, that's exactly. I'm not asking him to be a 25-20-point scorer tonight. I'm asking him to be efficient, pick and choose in spots, and just fire, dude. Like, play confidently. Like, I want to see the confidence from the young guys early on in this one. And some of the other role players, too, that aren't very young. Buddy Hield, where's that shot at? Gary Payton, you going to attempt a three-point shot tonight if you're open? I don't want the hesitancy to be there. Because if I see that early, and I see Memphis stepping on your throat early, yeah, then that tightness you're feeling right now in your chest and your mouth, wherever, yeah, it's going to be reverberating throughout Chase Center. We don't want that.
And the thing is, look, with the lineups, I actually go in the opposite direction because I think in the Clipper game, I understood it. The Clippers are so – they got two ISO guys that are just absolutely
– The Clippers, I feel like, are a much better team than Memphis Grizzlies. Well,
and
so
they're
that's
more nuanced in the half court,
that's,
right?
That's why I said earlier – real quick, I'll let you finish your thought. That's why I said earlier – you play your own game. Like you play the game you played against the Clippers, you win tonight.
Probably.
You play that game, you win tonight.
But
now,
this is a different set of adjustments that are going to have to be made. So, like, to me, the Memphis team that you're playing tonight is thin. I actually think you can play a bigger rotation of guys tonight, whereas against the Clippers, because of how nuanced Kawhi is, you need sophisticated defenders on him. You can't just throw anybody on James Harden. He is going to, any little hand that you stick out, he's going to circle underneath and bait you into a foul, and it just mucks everything up. So I think the way that you go against the Clippers is not the way you go up against Memphis. I think you can play Gee tonight. I think you can play a little JK tonight. You know, I think you can see if Buddy's got it going tonight. Maybe there is a little QP tonight. I don't love Looney, but I think he'll play him. GB2's going to get a lot of playing time. I wouldn't be surprised if you see 10 guys play tonight.
Trace Jackson Davis? Would you throw him out there?
I mean, maybe. I don't
TJD?
Know.
G-Man is in Oakland, wants to join the conversation. G-Man, good morning. How are you feeling about tonight's game? Do you feel the urgency? Like, are you feeling nervous at all? Are you feeling confident, G-Man?
Hey, what's going on, Joe Squared? I'm definitely nervous right now, and I'm nervous more to what you guys are talking about now, not the fact that we're not getting any rest. Like, I get it that our players are old, but it's the end of the season. Young guys, everybody, you know, you hit your knee, you're injured. Guys got a lot of wear and tear. I don't think the age has much to do with it. I'm going back to not even just the young guys shooting threes, so, you know, I don't care about post-shooting threes. GP2 shooting threes, even Buddy coming off the bench shooting threes. I need guys to hit layups, especially wide open layups. I don't know what we're training for or what plays that we're running, but none of them seem to be layups. Every time a guy has a wide open layup, they're turning around and trying to, you know, throw it open to Steph or find Steph for a three. It seems like the Warriors are living and dying by the three. I think that's been the main difference between the games that we've won, talking about that Laker game where we, you know, shot the roof off of the building. And now it's just the three pointers. If we don't have three pointers dropping, we shouldn't wait until the third quarter to start going to the hole. Going to the hole immediately, especially to get JJJ in some foul trouble.
That's what they did in the last game. You know, they're getting Jerry Jackson Jr. off the floor, allowed Steph Curry to just go nuclear, and he, what do you have, 30-something at half or whatever it was? Yeah. And that was because of Jimmy Butler, you know, getting the ball into the paint, being deliberate, and getting that guy off the floor in the first 2.5-3 minutes of that game definitely set the tone for it. Now, credit Memphis for rallying back in the last game when JJJ stepped back in the second quarter. He was really good. That whole team was really good, and he fueled a lot of their offense. So this is going to be a game of waves. I mean, waves of offense in both directions. That's why I do think you have to be searching for it on that bench. I don't think going with 7 or 8 guys and paring it down is the move against this squad. I think everybody go out there. Give me 2 minutes of the fastest ball that you can give me, and if it ain't falling, I'll go to the next guy. I think a 10-man opportunity. I'm not saying 10 are all playing 20 minutes.
No.
I actually think he's going to go Gee and JK and maybe QP.
Who were the players earlier you mentioned? It was last segment. You were saying, these collection of players needs to get me 45 points,
so,
and you will win tonight's game.
I think it's Moody, okay, QP, GP2, and Kuminga. I take Pods
Kuminga
off that list.
Interesting. Okay.
I take, because Pods is going to score me my 10 to 15 no matter what. So
okay.
QP, Moody, GP2, Kuminga.
Which, real quick on that, I know you glossed it over. Pajemski just becoming a reliable scorer now has been huge for this team.
If Gee plays, I'd throw him in there. So those five guys, if I can get 45 from that five, I would feel really good.
Talking about Kuminga, and you're assuming he's going to play tonight. This was Steve Kerr a couple nights ago, asked about Kuminga being a DNP against the Clippers. Will he be another one tonight?
We've just found a group, you know, with since Jimmy got here, that we're pretty comfortable with. Gee didn't play either. You know, Gee's been our highest plus minus guy over the last 2 months. You know, both he and JK have been really impactful players for us, and doesn't mean they're out of the loop, you know, going forward. It's just, this is how this game played out.
That was that game. This is this game. That was Clippers. This is the Grizzlies. Two different, like, tiers, I would say, of contenders. I say the Clippers are a legitimate contender after what I've seen them do these last few weeks. They're legit. The Grizzlies, they're a solid team. Again, they are 14 games over 500. They are a good team.
Same record.
Same record. Like, I think, but that being said, their best player is not the level of your best player. And their second best player is not the level of your second best player. Will they be tonight, though? And that, the big difference between that is age.
Yeah.
And wear and tear. Joe, and minutes.
They started off 36-18, the Memphis Grizzlies.
They did.
36-18. Now, Brandon Clark's out for the year. Yeah. Jalen Wells is now out for the year. They've lost some key contributors.
Gaw was out for a little bit. Yeah.
Traded Marcus Smart away.
Fired their coach.
They're 12-16 over their last 28. They're the reverse of what kind of the Warriors have done. They were free-falling. At one point, they were number two in the West, and they've kind of dropped and dropped and dropped. 36-18 to start, down to 12-16 to finish the season. This new coach is, I believe, 4-4. I had him
coach
down to 4-4. Yeah. I don't know what to make of him.
You don't know?
I mean,
I was looking at you. I was like, yeah, Coach Tomas, yeah? Yeah.
Like, how could any of us have a feel for what he's going to do?
Well,
Julius Randle and Anthony Edwards, in the big game that I watched the whole game of, that's probably their last big game.
When they scored 50 in the third quarter against them?
Yeah, the Timberwolves.
The Timberwolves.
Julius Randle went off, right? Yeah. I don't really know if we have a Julius Randle-type player.
No.
Though I think Jimmy can do some of the stuff that he can do.
Not as big as him.
It was Anthony Edwards. And I think that the absence of a perimeter defender obviously really crushed them.
Right. And could Steph have an Anthony Edwards type of performance, obviously? That would be huge tonight. He scored, again, 2 weeks ago today, he scored 50 out in Memphis. Now you're at home. I don't think you need 50. Hopefully you don't need 50 tonight. But if you do, it'd be nice to get it from Steph. And Steph, just cut the turnovers down, because he only had 2 when he had 50 against the Grizzlies. He had 8 against the Clippers a couple days ago.
And you got Ja averaging 30 from almost 42% from 3, 30 points a game since April. And then Bain is a guy who's going to take 6 to 7 threes a game, averaging 20 points, basically. This is a really good team.
It is.
And Aldama off the bench, Luke Kennard off the bench. Any one of those guys can hit shots.
And last time it was Scottie Pippen Jr. who was hitting some buckets, but he was making some mistakes late. Again,
he made some bad fouls.
Situational basketball, if it comes down to that, I like my chances if I'm the Warriors, even if it is a tight game, because I know the Grizzlies are going to make mistakes.
All right.
They got a young interim head coach. They got young superstars. I know they've been in big games, but they're more prone to mistakes than this Golden State Warriors team. The only difference was the Warriors were playing the Clippers last time, and it was a tight game. And you know what? Kawhi Leonard, high IQ. Ty Lue, say what you want about him as head coach. I think he's really freaking good and underrated. High IQ guy.
You can make the argument they made a lot of little adjustments that stymied the Warriors.
James Harden, I know we like to make fun of him as a guy. He's a top 75 player, MVP, high IQ guy.
He didn't turn the ball over with 5 minutes to go and then into overtime. And he did a great job.
And if it's a Zubac, another guy, high IQ, knows what he needs to do. And that was the difference. I like the Warriors' chances in those close situations tonight, though, against the Grizzlies. Let's go to Robert and Lathrop. Oh, this is an interesting idea. Robert, What's that matchup you're looking for tonight?
Yes,
yeah, what's that matchup you're looking for tonight against the Grizzlies?
We need to sit Draymond Green down, put in Chase Jackson. That's what we need to switch. That's a Quentin Post as well. And sit and rest Curry, let him get his thumb right. I think they should stay with that starting lineup.
Wait, real quick. Robert, you had a lot right there. Bench Draymond, start TJD, and DNP Stephen Curry to rest his thumb?
Yep.
All right. Thank you. That was courtesy of not the River Islands guest line. Anthony Slater going to be joining us here in about 8 minutes. Should we ask Slater about that, TJD minutes? No, I think the big question, though, is Slates.
Can we all admit we're not, like,
I was trying to move past Kerr, that as fast as
Steve
possible.
Steve Kerr is not going to bench Draymond.
No.
I asked that guy, like, several times, are you sure you want to bring that take to air? He's like, yep, I want to do it. I'm like, all right, man, if that's what you want to do.
It's fine.
That's the
no.
dumb decision you want
to
make.
The TJD thing to me wasn't even the most laughable. Steph getting a DNP tonight to rest the thumb.
See, that
the
he added
most
in between
ridiculous
the
screen.
Imagine
I ever heard.
Paying for a ticket tonight, and Steph was like, yeah, I'm going to rest this thing for Friday.
You know what I just pictured in my mind? It was Jay Cutler sitting on the bench in the NFC Championship game in the snow. And just sitting there, because remember he had a hurt thumb?
Yes.
That's what it was on his throwing hand. Just sitting there by himself. And it was like Steph just sitting there with his thumb in his little jacket.
I want to explore this for just a second. Loveman, where did you think that call was going to go? After he said that to you, you just thought we were like, look, this is going to enhance the show.
Oh, yeah. Just want to say something goofy and then we kind of make fun of you. I don't know.
Hey, you know what? That was right.
Sometimes with these callers, I don't know where they're going to go. I kind of want to put them on air. Yeah. It's like, you know what? We have fun callers on this show. Why not? You know, this is the show that made Tony in Oakland big time. So,
we love Tony.
Could you imagine?
Where is Tony? Bench. Like, MIA.
It's game seven.
Know
you know,
here.
It's game seven of the World Series, and I know we got this guy Bumgarner, but I think we DNP him and we save him for next year.
You know what we got coming up next? Maybe we'll ask Anthony Slater about
funny.
It. That was good. Brought to you
let's
by Safeway.
Let's not waste a question on that.
Sure.
I'm pretty positive.
Okay. What's coming up next? Brought to you by Safeway. Literally,
there's a lot of them out there.
The greatest construction workers, the biggest pickaxes. By the way, you want to be listening the next 15 minutes. You know why? Because we're going to play Know the Show. Answer a question. Again, about 15 minutes, you're going to be answering a question about what happened on the show between 7:30 and 8:30, and you will score tickets to tonight's game. All right? Until then, we're talking with Anthony Slater, who's joining us now, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, as all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Anthony Slater covers the Warriors for The Athletic and right here at 95.7 The Game. Anthony, good morning. We talked about it for weeks leading up to it, that we all felt that it could come down to that final game against the Clippers to determine whether you're a playoff or a play-in team. How the game unfolded, did that surprise you at all? And obviously baked into that, the Jonathan Kuminga DNP. And I say all of that, and good morning.
Hello, how are you? Not really. I mean, like, part of what we talked about is, like, Clippers are a bad matchup for them. Number one, the Clippers are playing their best basketball, playing some of the best basketball in the league. So, you know, Zubac being a problem, Kawhi looking like himself, Norman Powell being that secondary scorer. I'm not sure I would have guessed 38 from James Harden and a bunch of threes, but, to be honest, that night didn't decide the season. The Harrison Barnes night did. The Spurs loss did. That's the one. If they won that, they would have gone into Sunday already clinching six. So that's where I think they kind of lost the plot a little bit late in the season, losing three out of their last five. So as far as how the game unfolded, I was a little surprised Kuminga got a DNP, but I was told pregame that was going to happen. So I wasn't surprised as the game went on, but, you know, there's a lot to that one, obviously.
We will get into that in a second because he didn't play in the game, right? You know, and just to kind of finalize what we saw on Sunday, it was a great game. I mean, if I step back and just to think about, like, if you're a fan of the league, that was unbelievable basketball. Big superstars, big moments, guys making plays. It was spectacular. Down the stretch, there's about 10 seconds left. Ty Lue calls timeout with 17. This is end of regulation. Ty Lue calls timeout with 17 and a half seconds left. They're going to try to run a very specific play. There's about a, let's say, 7 or 8 second difference between shot clock, game clock, and Draymond fouls Kawhi Leonard. Did anyone
ask him or Steve, why foul him there in that situation? It was bad because, like, not that you...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Who are going to get a rebound, but you take away the opportunity to get a last shot in regulation. They were very lucky they escaped with Kawhi missing that shot.
Yeah, Steve seemed like he liked all of their decisions down the stretch, including, I asked him, it felt like they fouled really late in OT, remember?
Yeah. Yes.
That one, too. So I kind of, like, comboed that question, and he was fine with how, you know, they operated down the stretch. As far as Draymond, he was not asked directly in his presser about that, but after the game, he was talking about how Kawhi kind of got a step on him. I mean, if you rewatch the play, like, the strategy wasn't too foul. I think Draymond just felt like Kawhi had him beat a little bit on a crossover. And
yeah, he was going right to left.
Yeah, and I just feel like Draymond in that moment calculated, you know, if Kawhi has a step on me, he's probably going to score. I do have a foul to give. It's better to give the foul here, make them reset it. Yes, it takes away your chance at a desperation shot at the buzzer if you do get a rebound, but I think he felt better kind of resetting the possession and getting Kawhi in front of him, and he did get the stop.
No doubt. No doubt. He did. I mean, it's just, I just didn't love that.
When you have Steph, about it too.
You know, when you have Steph Curry, and he obviously had been subbed out, they went with their defensive lineup. You're hoping, and you had all of the other four defenders staring at Kawhi, kind of waiting. They were in like a box formation because of where everyone else was spread out on the floor. Look, it's not the only reason why that game went to overtime. There's a lot of them. How tired are they, though? I mean, this is going to be your ninth game since April 1st, all right? And I was just looking at the minute logs for all of these guys, Jimmy Butler included. You know, the pace the Warriors play at is not the pace that the Heat play at in terms of getting up and down the floor. This is an old team. They didn't play a lot of guys on Sunday. I think the rotation should be a little bigger tonight. I would be open to playing Gee and Kuminga, even if it's just for a minute or two. How tired are they, and how does that affect rotations?
Yeah, you know, it's tough because you're not, you know, they're not going to admit to you how tired they are, but you're right. Jimmy Butler played 48 minutes. You saw at times of the game, he was, you know, hands on his knees, exhausted. That Kawhi Leonard knee to the thigh was painful. You could tell, I mean, he was grimacing while he was like moving around post game in the locker room. And I'm not just talking about limping. I'm talking about, you know, basically getting dressed like, oh, my thigh, that type of stuff. But you know, again, he's not on the injury report. He's playing tonight. Steph Curry, thumb injury. I think this is one of the worst versions of the thumb sprain that he's kind of repetitively had this year. It's a really big pad and wrap that he's wearing right now, but you know, he's playing. The shot seems fine. I mean, he did have 8 turnovers. Maybe it's leading to a little bit of trouble, like ball security wise, but we've talked about the age all year. We've talked about if that's going to be an issue. It's part of why tonight is so massive to, you know, win this game and not play Friday night. I honestly think this is the biggest night of basketball for them since Game 6, 2023 against the Lakers. Like, the result of tonight, to me, dictates whether they have a realistic playoff path, playoff life ahead of them, or if they're kind of dead on arrival. So,
really?
Wow.
Because I'm...
Expand on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, please, because... Listen, I posed this question, I think, 2 weeks to you ago, Slates, when you were on here. It was like one of my like throwaway ones. I was like, well, can I talk you into being in this situation and winning this? And then you got the Rockets, and then you don't have to play the Lakers in round one, and then you don't have to deal with that mess. And then all of a sudden you get that bracket, then you got the Wolves and Lakers taking care of each other. And then, yeah, it's obviously if you beat the Rockets, which I think would be a more favorable matchup. I don't know if you agree with that. But even if they lose tonight, I think a lot of fans feel, at least we talked to some yesterday, fans that feel if you lose tonight, hey, well, you could upset the Oklahoma City Thunder in the first round because of how you played against them in the regular season these last few years. Do you think that's kind of ridiculous and kind of pie in the sky?
Well, I think you got to also like contextualize how you're going to be going into facing the Thunder.
Exactly.
You're going to be with your limping superstars, older superstars right now, you're going to add, you know, an extra 80-something minutes played this week, right? You know, high-intensity minutes because you're talking about two elimination games. You're putting yourself in danger, by the way, of not even getting to the Thunder if you have a Friday night against Klay Thompson or the Kings in Chase Center if you don't win that. But let's say you do win that. 38 hours later, you're going to be playing the Thunder probably on ABC Saturday or Sunday afternoon, game one in Oklahoma City, a team that not only won 68 games, but rested some of their stars down the stretch, has this entire week to prep and rest and practice in Oklahoma City, probably just going to punt away game one. Game two would be your chance to kind of spice up the series. Sure, maybe. I mean, you'll get some extended breaks within that series, but that is not how you want to be going into facing the Oklahoma City Thunder. So, yes, I think tonight dictates whether you have a realistic, you know, path to contention or not.
I'm 100% with you. Like I said to Joe, I was like, look, momentum, age, there's so many things, psyche, the crowd, you know, you have 9 games and tonight would be the 9th game in 15 days. You know, you'd play again on Friday. That's 10 and 18. And then Sunday, 11 and 20. Yeah, that, gosh.
I was going to say very fresh, like riled up fan base.
Exactly.
And team that's young. And what do? They turn the ball over like no other team in history. They're just pit bulls on the perimeter. Like, that is a very dangerous game one, game two to walk into.
I totally agree with you. I totally, and I got all my marbles in this one. That being said,
I think that they need to throw a variety of people on Ja. I don't want to see them go zone anymore. I want to go, you know, maybe GP2 at times, Moody to start the game. Maybe I'm throwing Jimmy on him for a second. Like, he's faster than all these guys. So they're all at a disadvantage lateral quickness wise. I would even try JK, even if it's a small stint. Would you, not is he, because I don't know what Steve Kerr is going to do, but would you try Jonathan Kuminga in this game?
Yeah, I mean, I would have tried him in the last game, too. I would have given him a first quarter stint. See, you know, I think it's more reasonable to throw him out there and see what version of him you get. I would say this with a lot of players around the league. You know, see what version on any given night, because if you get the right version, they're very impactful. If you get the wrong version, sure, you can maybe kind of pivot away from it quickly. But, yeah, I mean, maybe like, I don't think you're leaving anybody on an island with Ja. You know, you're kind of shading help over.
Sure.
You're probably going to have to live with some threes at times. You know, you're just hoping you're funneling it to the right, you know, players. And then, you know, you're probably backing off Ja a little bit too. You don't want to give him the full runway. But I think he went 5 of 8 from three against them in the last game, 14 of 22 overall. Like, I think you just got to hope he, you know, if he takes 8 to 12 threes, he's just not having a hot night from three, because he's not that great of a three-point shooter. But you just don't want to give him some of the easy stuff. So, you're right. I will say, the last Memphis game, when Ja did have a really good game, Gary Payton was out and Kuminga was out. So I agree with you. Those are your two best kind of athletes. I think they'll both get cracks in them. Maybe, actually, I shouldn't say that. I don't know if Kuminga is going to get a crack at all, but Gary definitely will get a crack at him.
How does that land with the pairing down? I know it's a one game thing, but like, obviously, Gee didn't play. TJD was kind of obvious, probably wasn't going to play. JK doesn't play. And just kind of a quick hook on some of these guys. Moody doesn't really go back into the game until specific defensive situations laid in it. How has the rotation landed in the locker room? Is it just, hey, we're all here to win? Or is there some frustration, especially when you don't win that game on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, you partly got to understand it's playoff basketball. It's elimination basketball. Like, if Jimmy Butler's going to play 48 minutes, like, other guys aren't. If Steph Curry's going to get his minutes and Draymond, I think they were at 38, you would almost, you know, think that they might go higher in a game like tonight, where everything really feels like it's on the line, which is automatically going to erode away people's minutes. I'd question why Moody wasn't in the fourth and OT more. I think he only played 3 minutes combined in that stretch, but he did not have a good third quarter. He had a great first half. As far as, like, how's it landing, I mean, look, we all know there's frustration from Jonathan Kuminga to be getting a DNP. Like, how would you not expect Jonathan Kuminga at this stage of his career with who he, you know, wants to be now, believes he is now, believes he can be in the future? Yeah, he wants to be a part of this. You know, I think, you know, Steve Kerr looked at some of the lineup combination numbers since Kuminga's been back, and what he felt like was, you know, kind of, I don't know, must win, but, you know, like almost an elimination style game, at least from the sixth seed, and decided he wanted to strip him from the rotation. Jonathan Kuminga is not supposed to like that. Steve Kerr would tell you that. Their hope, and I know there's a lot of people behind the scenes trying to keep Jonathan Kuminga, including himself, Jonathan Kuminga, trying to keep him ready for what a lot of people still think is going to be moments in these playoffs where he's inserted at key times. I think in a Houston series, if they do win tonight, he makes a lot of sense to try early in that series. He's had games of 33 points, 20 points, 23 points against the Rockets this year. His athleticism typically plays up against them. And when you are in a game one and game two, it is more experimental. Let's say they come out of tonight, you don't have to go Jimmy Butler 45 minutes in game one, Steph Curry 42. Like, you don't have to do that in a game one in Houston. So that to me is where you can widen out the rotation, and I think try Kuminga, you know, against the Rockets.
Talking with Anthony Slater here on the River Islands guest line on the Morning Roast, Spadoni and Shasky. And Anthony, the biggest matchup in tonight's game that we're not talking about enough is what between the Warriors and Grizzlies?
Jaren Jackson's internal battle with foul trouble, right? You know, just remember that game? I mean, he ran into Moody with like 8 minutes to go in the first quarter for a second foul. Just completely unnecessary. Just like knees Moody to the ground. Gets pulled out of the game. It's 11-10 Memphis at that point. By the time he comes back in, they're down like 14. To me, that changed the game in the first quarter. And then y'all probably remember that little Butler pump fake that got him out of the game for the final 2 minutes. Like, Jaren Jackson, in my opinion, is their best player. He's their rim protector, which is always a problem for the Warriors. He can hit threes. You know, he was posting up Draymond with some success in that game. Draymond knows how good he is. They're, you know, kind of Michigan State.
Yeah, he kind of Draymond like admonished him a little bit after the game. Yeah, remember that? He's been in the league for too long to do these dumb fouls.
He said, yeah, he got his fifth. So Jaren Jackson got his fifth when he misses a corner three and he's frustrated about it. And Quentin Post is just going to get the easy rebound. And for some reason, he just grabs Post's arm and yanks it. In frustration, and Draymond said he went over to the Memphis bench and was telling Desmond Bane, like, what's your guy doing? Like, he can't be doing this type of stuff because he wants Jaren Jackson to kind of hit the next stage of his career. But I think, you know, the Warriors don't want him to hit that next stage tonight. I think his foul trouble, like, if he has limited minutes and it's Santi Aldama and Zach Edey trying to hold down the fort, Santi Aldama, who's a minus 26 in that Warriors game, then that's very good for the Warriors. So I think Jaren Jackson's ability to stay out of foul trouble is massive tonight.
Yeah, I would agree. And them, I think, attacking the hoop early and not just settling. So many late possession either shot clock violations, bad shots. You know, I call them grenades. You throw a guy a grenade with like 2 seconds. Hey, make a play. You know what I mean? Like, hey, dude, I have no room to operate. That was where Pods got that travel call. What if I said this to you? All right. And I'm going to go slowly so that you know the names. I don't know who's going to play. So that's why I'm going to lump them all together. QP, Moody, GP2, Kuminga, Gee. 45 points. If I can get 45 points from Quinn Post, Moody, GP2, Kuminga, and Gee, they're going to win this game. What do you think of that in terms of others contributing?
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of points. Because you're still, you know, if you're talking about Gee and Kuminga, like, you know, how many minutes combined are you getting
exactly
there? Post, I mean, maybe he can hit some threes, but he's like, that was kind of an underrated story of that Clippers game, and maybe it's just kind of a bad matchup. But
should I throw Buddy in there then as well?
I think you should, because he's the type of guy, you know, he's probably going to play more than even at times fans would like, but he's going to get threes up. I would probably loop him in.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like you couldn't win with like a Steph Curry. Steph Curry at 52 against the Grizzlies, you know, in their last game. Like, let's say he just explodes. Jimmy has a nice, like, 25-point night. Like, you could putter across the finish line other ways. But, I mean, you're generally right. I mean, you need something from your role guys, and you just named about five or six of them. So.
Well, and I just don't know who's going to be playing. And, look, your point about Steph in the last – Jimmy changes the equation on all these things. But you go back to the first two games this season, because he didn't play in the January one, he had a combined 15 points. And now they're out Jalen Wells, right? Like, they're out Brandon Clark right now. So they're out
some
of their guys.
Their defense has melted down. It's why they're in the 8 seed. By the way, I mean, that's a 2 steps back. Like, it's kind of absurd the Grizzlies are the 8 seed, right?
They started 36-18, Anthony, and 12-16 to finish the season.
Well, part of that is a defensive meltdown that cost Taylor Jenkins his job. And Steph hit 12 threes in that game, and go back and watch. I mean, they're just complete mental collapses like five times. Guys running from Steph Curry and then realizing, oh, wait, no, that's not the assignment. I need to get back to him. And you know that's too late. Zach Edey was just getting dragged into a ton of action. Ja Morant makes, you know, mistakes defensively a ton, gets back cut, that type of stuff. So that would be the Warriors' biggest advantage tonight. It's like Memphis, beyond Jaren Jackson, is a bad defensive team. They are. And, you know, you mentioned that Jalen Wells, who they at least was a nice, young, decent perimeter defender. I wouldn't call him, you know, shut down at any point. He's not a Amen Thompson, but he would have helped, and he's not there.
Anthony, who wins tonight and why?
I mean, I think the Warriors do. I think the Warriors are a better team. They play better basketball. We saw them in Memphis without Gary Payton and Kuminga 2 weeks ago, and basically, you know, that felt like their biggest regular season game, remember, going into that night. So, like, there was a lot of intensity and focus from both sides, and just Warriors look like the better team in Memphis. So, I think, what are they, 7.5-point favorites?
Yeah.
That's pretty substantial for a big, you know, NBA game. I'm not saying they cannot lose. Sure, Desmond Bane gets hot from three. Jaren Jackson has a big night. Jaws getting going. Like, Steph is turnover prone. Stuff can happen. This is no lock, but I think the Warriors understandably are pretty substantial favorites tonight.
Josh Tiven, Bill Kennedy, Nick, is it Bukert on the call for the officials? So there you go. Bill Kennedy, I love me some Bill Kennedy action whenever he goes to the replay. Oh, in or out real quick, Anthony?
I got bad news for you, though. I think he's not the lead official tonight.
He's not. I know. So he's not going to be going. He's not. Yeah. You're right. That's Josh Tiven. In or out on the grenade throw celebration from Ja? I'm all in on it. I think it's great.
I mean, sure, why not? Yeah. I mean, I don't know why Josh antagonizing the league, but it's what it is.
Anthony, two quick points here. It does feel like Chase Center is coming around in terms of liveliness. I thought that the atmosphere was seeping through the television. You're there, so I don't know. You could speak to that. And just my feeling, they lose tonight. And I don't care what happens. They win on Friday. They lose on Friday. To me, season's over, and it's a giant, giant disappointment given what would have, could have, should have happened had they handled some business in a couple of these games. I can identify five or six of them down the stretch. Do you agree with me on that?
Yeah, I mean, the season would be a huge disappointment if they either get eliminated in the play-in or, like, get handled in the first round with ease, especially because we understand what these next two playoff runs are about. It's like the end of the Steph Curry, you know, core era. They put all their money and, you know, not all of their resources, but, you know, substantial amount, particularly financially, in this like Jimmy Butler trade and the extension. So this is to make some type of run. And I think year one of this is to at least look like, you know, you can contend around these three, and maybe you add around the edges this summer, but it's got to look like you're heading towards something bigger. And if the season ends in April, you typically, those teams don't look like they're heading towards something bigger.
Hey, Anthony, good stuff, man. We really appreciate it. Good luck at the game tonight, covering it, and we'll be reading your stuff and talking to you again soon.
All right, fellas.
There he goes, Anthony Slater, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. Obviously covers the Warriors for The Athletic and also here on 95.7 The Game. And it's time to give away a pair of tickets to tonight's Warriors-Grizzlies game.
Yay!
Be the first caller to call in and answer the following question, and you will be going to Chase Center for tonight's play-in game. Here's the question. The guy that Spadoni needs to step up the most for him tonight is who? So who do I need to step up the most in tonight's game? 888. Oh, check that. Be the first caller with the call. I almost said the wrong one. I almost butchered it. Be the first caller with the answer. Call the contest line at 415-523-4652. Again, 415-523-4652. First caller, 415-523-4652. All right, Anthony Slater just joined us. Takeaways from that, he's with you. The age and the wear and tear and the scared.
I feel validated on like 50 levels from Slates. You know, just two menches who understand the game at a philosophical level, at a whiteboard level, at a competitive level.
You guys, stop. You can lose tonight and still take care of business. And then you'll talk yourself into it on Friday if you win. You know what? Punt game one, you have all the rest for game two, you take that, everything's all hunky-dory.
He thinks this is the biggest game.
Which is crazy. Yeah.
Since game six, 2022.
Well, I mean, maybe it's not that crazy because the play-in game last year, like, I think we all kind of saw the writing on the wall of that season. It's just, they just weren't good enough last year. But the fact that it ended and it was Klay Thompson's last game and he didn't make a shot, I think that's kind of, we touched on that the whole time. It was the Klay Thompson saga. So that was all baked into itself and he's gone. But the team wasn't very good last year, and then that was the last meaningful game prior to that. So, yeah, that makes sense.
I would say that I think he's omitting what I believe, like, fourth quarter in L.A., Lonnie Walker. That, to me, in between game six and where we are now, I would put that game there.
For sure, but if you did win,
guys, second round.
I know, but if you did win that game six, you're going back to was it Chase Center or game seven?
No,
so,
no doubt.
There's a lot baked into it. Yeah, but I'd agree. This is a massive game.
Lonnie Walker game was the end of that series.
I mean, in a way, wasn't last game against the Clippers like bigger, like, or just as big, right? Like, in a way, like, that was for playoffs. Like, that was for...
But this is the better matchup, and you get the Rockets.
But if he's using that analogy, if he's saying, like, this is the biggest game since that Lakers game, I just would just go to a couple days ago. It was clearly just as big, right? For you.
No, but I think where he's going at is that the fact that you can get 4.5, 5 days rest and face Houston and avoid Oklahoma City and not be completely depreciated, like, that matters too.
Oh, look at that. We got the winner already. It's our guy, Zucci, man. Zucci.
He's got,
let's go,
tickets to the game.
Got tickets to tonight's game.
Congratulations,
Grizzlies,
Zucci.
Warriors. He's a P1. We love Zucci. He is up on social all the time.
Every time I see chat. Zucci, man, I think that, not Gucci, man, I think of zucchini. I don't know why. The Z.
Zucchini. Well, because Zucci and zucchini.
I don't like zucchini.
I do, honestly, too.
You do, too?
You don't like zucchini?
No.
Grilled?
I don't like cucumbers. I don't like squash.
That's a shame.
That's a shame. No, yeah. Zucchini's very, okay. very good. Fire. No, that's very
okay.
good.
Cucumbers? Yeah, but, okay, you call it fire, but don't you have to put a lot of Parmesan cheese and, you know.
No, you literally just toss it on a grill.
Salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Garlic.
Or just toss it in the air fryer. Do you have an air fryer?
No.
Oh, whoa!
Dude, you
that's
need
actually,
one.
No. That's actually insane that you don't have
no,
one of those.
No.
Freeman's Appliance, go over there.
Stop Listen it. Hi, I'm Sam Lubman.
Hey, I'm Lubman. I'm going to be at Freeman's Appliance this Saturday with Mark Grant.
Hey, if the Warriors lose this game, a lot of people will be working at Friedman's over the weekend.
Oh,
and I'm talking about people that, you know, work in the NBA. Like, heads are going to roll.
I needed that.
Did you guys see that the Valkyries had a top five pick yesterday?
They did. I got the name. Do you want it?
Sure.
Yusti Yochita.
Never seen
adding that
play.
To the mispronunciations list?
I'm trying to. They spelled it out for me. This is the AI, by the way. So I'm just going by AI. If I mistake, I blame whoever's on the AI.
I'm not going to pretend to know that. But there was a video of the GM making the selection, and they showed Joe Lacob, and he was growing out the beard.
Yeah, he's bearded Lacob. Yeah, you went out on that.
Playoff beard, man.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Some people need a beard.
Real quick. I want you to grow out yours.
Nah,
no,
I don't
do
like
it.
Don't like it at all.
Do it.
It gets really itchy. I don't like it. No, I don't like it.
We should do it as a
Plus,
show
I
for the
can't
Warriors,
grow
right?
A full beard.
That's fine.
It's patchy.
That's part of the bit. Grow it out and see what you got.
I'm good off that.
All of us. I know.
No, that's too.
No,
far.
No, Movember. I know that's the thing, and it's for cancer awareness. That's great. But let's do it for Warriors awareness these next couple weeks. Let's grow out the beards. Why are you looking? Why are you guys all looking at me like that?
I'm out on that.
I think Sierra would be pissed if I showed up to my wedding with a beard.
You're getting married. You're going to be growing out.
The playoffs start till after your wedding anyway.
Exactly. Stop.
True.
Please. Come on.
Game one is literally the day after your wedding.
And technically, they don't start till the road team wins a game.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, on Sunday when the Warriors take game one in Houston.
Oh, look at that confidence, Sam. Let's go. Hey, we got one more hour here. Enough with the scared energy.
I told my wife, she's like, you know, what are we doing for Easter? I'm like, well, you know, like, do I have to go get a basket for the little guy? Like, what exactly are we doing, right? We've just been chaotic, you know what I mean?
He's not going to, he's one? He's 1 year old?
Almost a year and a half.
He's a year and a half. He's not going to remember anything about the basket. So if you want to get him one, you can. I'm just letting you know, it's probably cuter to do the Easter egg hunt with him, though. He'll like that.
That's not where I'm going
That
with
is
this.
The most I have two kids statement anyone has ever said.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
It's not about him. It's about my wife and her feel good.
Well,
okay?
Exactly. Well, like, I know that. You got to take all the pictures, get the bunny ears on. I got a cute picture.
I remembered every year around this time with the Easter basket talk. We were up the Russian River. I don't know. Maybe it was a decade or two ago. And again, I'm an adult. My cousin's adults. I'm playing catch with their kids. And the ball goes into the bushes. And one of my little nephews goes into the bushes to get the ball. As he comes out, an Easter basket from the 90s. I swear to God.
Really?
Yes.
What was in it?
What do you think?
Old chocolate?
It was just plastic and like little like plastic balls. You know, little plastic eggs. Yeah. Yeah, he came walking out of the bushes with an Easter basket from when we were kids.
That's crazy.
Isn't that insane?
That's actually really cool. I remember growing...
I think about it every year.
Growing up, like, because there was, like, a big age gap between me and my brothers, about the same with my oldest brother's around your age, like 10 years. So, like, I was playing in the backyard once, and then all of a sudden I stumble upon this old-school Transformer, like... Back when they were metal, like in the 80s, for you guys. Yeah. It was an Optimus Prime one. I was like, it's the coolest thing I've ever seen. I was like, oh, this is mine. I'm not giving it to any of my older brothers if they wanted to sell it or something. But it was really cool. So that just reminded me of that. So there you go. The more you know.
So don't forget where you put the Easter baskets or the
kids
eggs.
Kids forget everything.
Like, no, I'm talking about the parents.
Oh, well, we forget everything, too, unfortunately. I do. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. I don't forget the kids' birthdays, though. I got those, all right? Benny's October 14th. Uh-huh.
All right. Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.